Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We appreciate the Lord for His mercy, for His grace upon our lives. Wherever you are, begin to thank the Lord, begin to glorify Him, honor His name, and magnify Him. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted high. There is no one like him. There is no one that can be compared with this Almighty God. He's an incomparable God. He's an incomprehensible God. This God is great. Appreciate him. Let's bless his name for giving us privilege, giving us opportunity, spreading and also protecting our life to see the seventh day of the month of August, year 2021. Bless his name and magnify him. Worship him, bless his name, and give him glory. Almighty, we thank you. Almighty, we adore you. Almighty, we give you glory. There is no one like you. There is no one to compare with you. We bless your name. We lift you high. We bless your name. We worship you. We bless your name. We adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In case you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Decree program, and this program come on between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. We thank God for all the people who have received this program, have been blessed. A lot of testimony flow to us of the mighty power of God, of the demonstration of the finger of God, and of what we ourselves cannot even imagine, the strange acts of God. And I know that as you pray this prayer alongside with us today, you are going to be blessed also in Jesus' name. Take any songs of praises you love and begin to worship the Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure, the earth and work created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, due in wonders, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I see that the hand of the Lord is upon seven people in that place. And then the infirmity in your life is going out from your brain. And it will never return in the name of Jesus. There is somebody that is connected to us. The power of Holy Ghost is falling upon you. And the yoke of failure at the edge of breakthroughs have been broken. There is another person right now, the Almighty God is visiting you, and the strange spirit husband is being buried alive in the name of Jesus. Someone's noticed that her hair was shaved in the dream. And I tell you right now, as you are connected to us now, the glory of your head are coming back to you in Jesus' name. I mean, the glory of your head is coming back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone whose life has been upside down. He has never settled down throughout all the days he has lived. Well, listen to me. Within the next 72 hours, the Almighty God will connect you to destiny helpers. And all the affliction you have gone through will be a forgotten story in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers we need to pray. And I want you to pray the prayer very well. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow my life and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my household in Jesus' name. We pray. Say every evil altar erected in any location against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected in any location against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected in any location against my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Any satanic agent walking closer to me to bewitch me, run mad in the name of Jesus. Any satanic agent walking closer to me to bewitch me, run mad in the name of Jesus. Any satanic agent walking closer to me to bewitch me, run mad in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, serpent like human beings assigned to destroy me, in the name of Jesus. Serpent like human beings assigned to destroy me, in the name of Jesus. Serpent like human beings assigned to destroy me, in Jesus' name we pray. Say any witchcraft curse. Can you pray that prayer again? Any witchcraft curse working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft curse working against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft curse working against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say every strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man behind wickedness in my family, in Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody that may need to take 10 minutes out of your time to pray this prayer aggressively, and you do it like that for the next 7 days. 10 minutes, pray very well, at least 10 minutes. If you can pray with more than 10 minutes, very important. Let's call the prayer. Let's pray the prayer point again. Are you ready to pray it again? Say every satanic strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic strong man behind wickedness in my family, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic strong man behind wickedness in my family, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say every evil plan against my glory, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my glory, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my glory, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil plan against my glory, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Few days ago, I started a lecture or a teaching called Connecting to the Season of New Beginning. We all know that this month of August is a month of new beginning. And by the word new beginning, we mean a season of a new level. When we are talking about season of new beginning, we are talking of a season of a new level. We are talking about a season of an open door. We are talking about a season of a new chapter. We are talking about a season of change. There will be a change in every level of your life, to the best, to the level that you have never experienced before. We are talking about a season of multiple celebration. We are talking about a season of open reward. We are talking about a season of increase, a season of abundance. You know, you must understand like that. So it's a season of new beginning. It's a season of increase. It's a season of abundance. So it's a season of increase. And it's a season of what? Abundance. So I pray for somebody here right now that every area of your life that you desire increase, every area of your life that you desire abundance, may you begin to experience it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to experience it now. Begin to experience it now. Begin to experience it now. Begin to experience it now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will bless you with a blessing that the enemy cannot silence in the name of Jesus Christ. So in every area of your life, begin to experience a new beginning from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I told you, there shall be a new beginning in your family. There shall be a new beginning in your business. There shall be a new beginning in your finances. There shall be a new beginning from today in your academics, in your career, in your marriage. Because there is, we are in a season of new beginning. And when this season is really on, everyone who can key into it, Everyone who understands how to connect into this season, enjoy this season. What are the keys, you know, to connecting to this season of new beginning? Number one, I told you yesterday, I'm still trying to recall them back. Number one, this key of genuine salvation. Salvation is very, very important. It's an indispensable key in connecting to this season of new beginning. Number two is the key of personal Bible meditation. You must learn how to study the Bible very well. In these last days, you must be a Bible addict. In these last days, you must be a Bible vomiter. You must be a Bible-based Christian. If not so, you'll be deceived by deceptions, by the deception of the enemy. You'll be deceived by doctrines that are not biblical. So you must be able to read the Bible and understand it. The Bible said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. You must meditate on it day and night. Number three, we have the key of aggressive prayer lifestyle. You must develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. Number four is the key of aggressive praises. And number five is a key of giving. A key of giving. Giving is very important, like I told you yesterday. You know, you don't stop giving, you know, you continue giving. Somebody said, don't stop giving until God stops giving on you. And if God cannot stop giving on you, then you cannot stop giving. The Bible says, but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he will sow bountifully shall also reap bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. You know, we don't give no blessing. If you don't give no new beginning, if you give little, you have little blessing. If you give more, you have more blessing. If you learn how to give and you make it a lifestyle, then you enter into a life of new beginning, to life abundance, to experience abundance and increase is tied down to what we call giving. So you must know that this key is very, very important. It's an indispensable key to connecting to the new season, to the season of new beginning. So the key of giving is very, very important. The third one is the sixth one is the key of renewed thinking. I told you yesterday, as a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible, so he is. So Proverbs 23, verse 7 said that one to us. As you think in your heart, as you meditate in your heart, you become. So it means that your whole thinking pattern must change. You know, that's why the Bible says to us, our walking scripture that we read yesterday in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19, it said, consider not the things of old, consider not the former things. You know, it said, consider not the things of old, don't bother about the former thing, don't bother about the things of old. I will do a new thing. I will also make a way in the wilderness, and there shall be rivers in desert. The Bible says it's going to do a new thing. God is promising us a new thing. He said, that new thing, have you not know it? I'm going to make a way wilderness. I'm going to cause rivers in desert. So God said he's going to bring an abundance. It's going to bring a blessing that you have never experienced before. It's going to do something that you have never seen before. It's going to visit you in a new way. It's going to cause an increase in your life. So that is what the Bible is telling us. So therefore, the key of renewed thinking is very, very important. You must change your thinking pattern. You know, it's a key. That is key number six, the key of renewed thinking. If you want a new beginning, you must be able to think higher. You know, think higher than the way you are thinking before. Your thinking must change. There must be a paradigm shift in your thinking. You will never rise higher than your thinking. You will never go further than your thinking. You will never travel faster than your thinking. So your thinking is a gateway to your life. If your mind cannot conceive it, then your life cannot contain it. I said it to you yesterday. So it must be a brain in your mind first, then you have it in your life. So your thinking is very, very important. It's a key. And key number seven is the key of complete obedience. To obey is better than sacrifice. When the Lord gives you an instruction, obey to the letter. And key number eight is the key of renewed attitude, like the one we saw in the life of Caleb. Caleb had a renewed attitude in Numbers chapter 14, and he was able to inherit the promised land. Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit. And number nine is the key of renewed vision. You must get a new vision for your life and run with it. Your vision is your future. No vision, no future. So you must get a new vision. Sit down and create and carve out the new vision and work with it. Without vision, you see, people perish. And so number 10 is the key of renewed decision. Key of renewed decision.
You must have a renewed decision. You know, God is saying that you must have a renewed decision. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8, he said, God there was trying to make us to know that I have done everything I need to do. You know, your mind must be renewed. Your own is to go in. God said something. God said he's going to do something for you. Your own is to go in. Your own is to connect to what God says he's going to do. When God said he's going to do wonders, your own is to believe him and connect to it. You see, God is working something so great in these last days. And many people do not understand the mystery of the working of God. When we understand the mystery of the working of God and we kid ourselves into this mystery, we are blessed and we receive blessing tremendously. Great, great blessing. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 8. I'm going to read from my Bible here. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Look at it. It's going to look at the point there. Very good point in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. He said, I have set the land before you. Go in. If I set the land before you, if you cannot go in, that becomes your problem. I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. So therefore, the Lord is saying, I have promised you abundance. I have promised you increase. I have promised you a new beginning. You have to connect to it. You have to go in. Your own is to do it. Your own is to go in. Your own is to do. Your own is to get the key and connect. Every decision you make is either taking you closer to your destiny or taking you farther from your destiny. So make a new decision today. Remember, if you always do what you always do, you always get what you always get. You need to get rid of all destructive decisions and make a new decision today, and your life will be better than before. I'm going to stop here right now, and I want you to begin to tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Wherever I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me. Take control of my life. I'm before you today. Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to forgive you also. Father, forgive me of my sin. I come before you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please get your bottle of oil ready and your bottle of water. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. If you don't have any one of them, get a mantle. I'm going to pray on them now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak that this bottle of oil shall be anointed. The power of healing shall enter into the oil, into the water, and into the mantle. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall envelope these faith materials. The power to break the yoke of darkness shall enter into them. Both the oil and the water and the mantle shall become an instrument of power. They shall become an instrument of healing, an instrument of instant miracles, an instrument of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Now drink a little oil. If you have the oil or water, drink it now as you pray this prayer very well. Pray this prayer very, very well. And I know as you pray, the Lord will answer you by fire. Say, powers that vow to disgrace me at all costs. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to disgrace me at all costs. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers that vow to disgrace me at all costs. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand now upon your chest. Anoint your chest and lay your hand upon your chest. Say, every infirmity programmed into my life by witchcraft power. Every infirmity programmed into my life by witchcraft power. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity programmed into my life by witchcraft power. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity programmed into my life by witchcraft power. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head now. Anoint your head. And lay your hand there now. Say, every seed of failure programmed into my brain by witchcraft power. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of failure programmed into my brain by witchcraft power. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of failure programmed to my brain by witchcraft power. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your stomach area and you pray this prayer very well. Say, every seed of sudden death planted into my life, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Every seed of sudden death planted into my life, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take your hand back to your chest. There are three prayers I want you to pray very well as you put your hand there. Say, any evil covenant made by my ancestor that is affecting my life negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Break in the name of Jesus any evil covenant made by my ancestors that's affecting my life negatively. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray sickness in my blood. In the name of Jesus, sickness in my blood. In the name of Jesus, sickness in my blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Say any power calling my name into a cauldron. You are a liar. A cauldron is a witchcraft pot. Any power calling my name into a cauldron. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power calling my name into a cauldron. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, any power calling my name into a cauldron. You are a liar. In Jesus' name we pray. Your hands stay on your chest. Say any power consorting graveyard spirit against me. In the name of Jesus, any power consorting graveyard spirit against me. In the name of Jesus, any power consorting graveyard spirit against me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say powers that want me to slump suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Powers that want me to slump suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Powers that want me to slump suddenly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your two hands. And say this one. Say every chain of wickedness tying down my hand. Break in the name of Jesus. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hands. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the prayer a second time. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hands. Break in the name of Jesus. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hands. Break in the name of Jesus. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hands. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Pray the third time. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hands. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every chain of wickedness tying down my hand. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Begin to shake the hand now. Make sure you anoint that hand and shake it very well. As you are shaking it, you are shaking out every evil program into your hand. You are shaking out every curse that is attached to your hand. You are shaking out every spell working against your hand. You are shaking out every witchcraft activity against your hand. Shake it, shake it, shake it. You are shaking out the poison of the serpent. You are shaking out the serpent that touched your hand. The Bible says, Paul shook out the serpent. Shake it, shake it, shake it. And Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs now. And say, my legs, I prophesy into you. Move my destiny forward. In the name of Jesus. And my legs, I prophesy into you. Move my destiny forward. Move my destiny forward. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into the life of seven people here. Within the next 21 days, you shall be celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Your congratulatory letter shall be dispatched to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray that any power using the knife to steal from you shall be disgraced. Any power using the knife to oppress you shall be disgraced. Any power eating your head with a nail shall be disgraced. Any power that programs sickness in your blood shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see that, sister. Somebody has manipulated your marriage. I command the fellow who manipulated your marriage within 7 days, he shall begin to be tortured with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marriage shall be repaired. Your marriage shall be repaired. Your marriage shall be repaired in Jesus' name. Pray. Bring out your prayer request. Father, I pray on this request. Let them be answered by fire. Let there be testimony, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are here, you are expecting the fruit of the womb. I command the power in the blood of Jesus to release into your hand the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus. Spread your hand forward, stretch forth your hand. Father, let the hands receive twins, triplets, twins, triplets, twins, triplets, twins, triplets, twins, triplets, twins, triplets, twins, 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 twins in the name of Jesus. There are three people collecting twins now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In this last day, the enemy is attacking a lot of young ones, making it impossible for them to settle their marriage. There's a sister there that needs to pray this prayer. Every yoke of marital affliction, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of marital affliction, break, 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 break In Jesus' name, pray. Take your time, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes praying that prayer. You, that sister that is under the yoke of marital affliction, be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be settled, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. There's a woman in that place. Somebody do put some large amount of money. I command that fellow not to be settled down, and he will be able to be looking for you to pay back in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a property that must be sold within the next 14 days. I command the embargo on that property be broken now. Every witchcraft activity in that environment that tied down this property, witchcraft activity in that environment that tied down this property, the covenant of witchcraft in that environment that tied down this property, I command them to be set ablaze, be set ablaze, be set ablaze, be set ablaze, be set ablaze. And I command the property right now, receive the light of God and be sold in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. My leg up animal so to the kayaba. Rima, my pontoni cobrabo so the kaya. Papa broko so to the arabaraba. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We thank you for you will do more. We pray that all great work that you have started, you will complete in the name of Jesus. We pray for our country that God, you will take control. Your power will come upon this country in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' name, pray. In case you want to pass information across to us, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. I fellowship at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexstack Town, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexstack Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.